Hello and welcome to the Get Transformed podcast of Transformation Christian Fellowship. We are so excited that you are tuning in, and hope that you would be empowered and transformed by the Word of God.
My soul says yes, so when your spirit speaks to me, I, with my whole heart, I will agree. Oh, and my answer will be yes. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, yes. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, my God. When your spirit speaks to me, and with my whole heart I will agree. Giving God a half, and he ain't want no halfway. He said, your whole heart gotta agree. And my answer, it gotta be yes or nothing. Hallelujah. It gotta be yes or nothing. Church, it gotta be all in or nothing. He don't want half of you, he want all of you. All in or nothing. And my answer will be yes, Lord. Yes, James 2, verse 26, for the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. We're in our series called Transformation Starts Here, and if you were here last week, I pretty much started a series talking about the culture here at TCF, and the reason why the Lord put it on my spirit to do this is because we have new people here. And we've lasted 7 years, but you may not understand why we do what we do and why we're trying to create this culture so it can have a lasting impact, not only a lasting impact on this region, but also a lasting impact for your own life as well. Because it's only what you do for the Lord that's what's going to stand. Amen. So I want you to repeat this after me. Before I tell you to do that, our prayer is that at the end of this series, you will carry this culture in your sphere of influence and be an agent of change God has called you to be and has called us to do as a church. Ladies and gentlemen, this ain't no youth movement. This ain't no just a little small group and nothing long. This is little C church, meaning that we are a church underneath the big church, the Church of Christ. Amen. It's not a denomination. No, it's the kingdom. We are a part of the big kingdom. Amen. And we're here to carry this thing forward in our and what God has given us in our lens and in what we're supposed to do. Because we have a saying here at TCF, we don't come to conform, we come to do what? Transform. We don't come to conform, we come to do what? Transform. And that starts with us. Amen. And so in order for us to do this, I want to talk to you from the subject, we are not consumers. We are not consumers. For the brief time I have, and I'm not going to take too long, but I want to get something through to us today. So one of our values that we hold dear to, and I really have to take time, is that an agent of change is a contributor, not a consumer. And that's why it's all about taking action. We're here, ladies and gentlemen, it is not that a few people makes up a church. No, people make up a church. And put your hand on yourself and say, I am the church.
I am the church.
And so when you bring yourself, you're bringing a collection of what God has put on you, and you're bringing it to a corporate body. Amen?
Amen.
And a corporate body called Transformation Christian Fellowship. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about consumers, who are consumers? Consumers, ladies and gentlemen, are those who come to church to receive whatever their needs are, but never add or partner with the vision of the kingdom of God, and also partner with the vision of a local church that God is maybe sending them to. I like what Craig Rochelle says. He's the pastor at Life Church, and he says this. He said this, and I had to take this and quote it in today's message, that the church does not exist solely for us, but we're the church and we exist for the world. Say, I exist
for the world.
You have to realize that, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't about just you singing on a team or me here preaching or something like that. You limit what God wants you to do because of what you may see here. But guess what? Everything that makes up a church is vital for its success.
If you're working out there at the parking lot in Tindy, which we need those. If you are a greeter at the door, which we need those. Ladies and gentlemen, all of that is necessary for what we're for people experiencing the kingdom of God. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a psalmist said, "I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the sanctuary of God." Yeah. He didn't mind being that. Someone keeping the door, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know how precious those things are. You don't know, ladies and gentlemen, that you are the first person that they may see and contact, especially if they had a bad day, and that smile of yours, ladies and gentlemen, or that warmness of love that ain't forced but is genuine that will touch their lives. You have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, when we operate, we've turned church into like a consumer-based type of organization where we come here, we get our coffee, we get our tea, and we chilling and all of that stuff like that. And so we come here to get what we need, but we never realize how we can be an impact to what we're doing into a local church. Yeah. Not only that, ladies and gentlemen, but let me tell you this. You know what people like? You know what separates you from others in your job and in your sphere of influence, ladies and gentlemen, is what you contribute. What makes you valuable is what you have and is who you are. And a lot of people don't realize is that what people are looking for are problem solvers and not people who cause problems. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what separates you is if you are a problem solver, someone who contributes to a solution instead of contributing to that you are the problem. The reality, ladies and gentlemen, I don't like people like that at work. They talk and they complain all day long about what is not happening, but yet they're part of the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, what we come to have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, that you don't exist to take up space. You don't exist as just another organism. Let me tell you something. The Bible says there is a purpose for everything under the sun. That means that everything that is existing and living has a purpose. Everything, ladies and gentlemen. You were created with a purpose. God created you to solve a problem in the world. God created you, ladies and gentlemen, that through you solving that problem in the world, it's going to give him glory. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, worship is just not in the form of worship with our hands being lifted and raised and crying out to God. That is a part of worship, but also a part of your worship, ladies and gentlemen, is doing what God has put you on the earth to do. That is giving him glory. That is bringing your contribution into the world. It does not matter how small you feel like your contribution is. It don't matter how big you feel like your contribution is. Ladies and gentlemen, you better get a better view of yourself and a better view of who you are in Christ. Because the reality is that if my daddy put me on the earth for a very reason, for such a time as this, that means that no matter how invaluable it may look to you, it's very valuable because it holds eternal weight. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Say, I got eternal weight. So in order for us to build effectively, ladies and gentlemen, in order for us to be an impactful church that's going to connect lives to the transforming power and love of Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot soak up everything and never give anything. We cannot soak up everything and not do anything. Ladies and gentlemen, people have limited themselves to attendance. Attendance alone is not the full thing for really building a ministry. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You can have numbers all day long, but if you don't have any impactful people within those numbers to help carry what you have, you just have everybody else just come into any other business, like a movie theater, sitting down, watching a movie, and then giving their 5-star, 4-star, whatever critique about it. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling you is we're not here to just be critique artists of what's going on. We are here to do something about it. When you look at what's going on in your family and you can come complain about them crazy people you got in your life, you can either do something and contribute to it, or you can decide to do something else. The reality, ladies and gentlemen, is that you are not here to consume and take up space. You're not here to just see what you can get out of stuff. Then you're also here to see, how can I make an impact on where I am? You know what's coming? You know what's going on now, ladies and gentlemen, is we don't know how to make an impact where we are because we always complain about where we are. But the real folk know that, listen, where I am is just a pit stop anyway. But while I'm on the pit stop, how can I figure out what to do while I'm in this pit stop right now to see how I can make a big contribution? Because you don't realize that where you are right there is connected to the next door that God has available for you. But if you don't manage the season that you're in, what's going to happen is you're going to miss what's on the other side. Hallelujah. Don't miss the season, ladies and gentlemen, that you are in. And that leads me to what Peter says in 1 Peter 4, verse 10. It says, as each one has received a gift. Who received the gift?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
As each one has what? Received a what? Gift.
Yeah.
Point hands to yourself and say, I have at least one gift. But what does he say to do? Minister it to what? One another. As what? Good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Here, can I give you something? And God gave it to me this while I was away. And he said, listen, repeat this after me. He says, if I am not contributing,
then I am not a good steward
over what God has given me. Ladies and gentlemen, you have nothing outside of what God has given you. And because of that, you have to realize you don't own anything.
That's right.
You don't own your life, even though you make your own decisions. But guess what? Your decisions are based on an influence of something and someone. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, when you are not using your gift, what happened, and you're not ministering to one another, you are not being a steward over what God has given you. Can I help you understand something? That because God lives out of side of time and you live in time, that means that God has gave you the gift of what? Time. That means you don't own your time. He knows your time, but you don't know the time in which you're out of here. That means you have to steward the time that you have while you're here. And when you're not using your gift, you are not stewarding the time that God has given you. Because a lot of us have this naivety about you and this ignorance to believe that because you're young, that means you're going to at least live to see 60 or 40 and all of those years old. And that's not true. I've heard some people say, do whatever you want in your 20s, make the mistakes, all of that stuff like that. You will make it to 30. That's a lie. How do you know? You don't know what you hear. Jesus was only here for 33 years, but he did more in 3 years of his ministry than what any person have did in their lifespan. Why is that? Because he knew how to master time. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, those who know how to steward time knows how to steward and know how to put their gift in the right places where it needs to be.
That's it.
When you are not, because guess what? You are a steward of the manifold grace of God. When you withhold, you're not releasing the grace.
Yeah.
When you withhold a gift of yours, when you withhold your abilities, your talents, and all of that stuff, you're not releasing the grace of God.
That's right.
Because it's through the grace of God, through the gift, is how that's going to minister to one another.
That's it.
Amen.
Ooh, I'm a minister, preacher. Yes, you a minister.
That's it. We are.
You are all ministers of reconciliation.
That's it.
You don't have to have a mic. You a minister. How you live is ministering. How you treat people is ministering. How you exercise your gift in excellence is ministering. I don't gotta preach loud. I know a lot of folk. My grandfather was one of them. He didn't have a mic. His father was a preacher, but he didn't end up being one. But the reality is that he preached through his life. And he preached on how he stewarded his time. And he preached on how he stewarded and used his gift to be a blessing, to minister to one another. You gotta realize, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you know how to use time, and when you know what you have, then you are wise with it, and you know how to release the grace of God. Are you hearing me this morning? You got to, it's time out to just playing, dating around with churches. You know the place, you know that you ain't, to certain places you ain't going to be at anyway. You can already catch the vibe, and it ain't going to take you long. The reality is, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm telling TCF is it's time to plug in. It's time to go all in. We got assignment to do. There's things that are ahead of us. And guess what? I can't do it with no army. I got to do it with an army who say, I'm willing to use my gift. And I'm willing to take it to the next level. I'm willing to take and minister the grace of God. There's too many people going to hell. And we need to reach into hell and take them out. The Bible said the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. We gotta go in and take them back. People are dealing with sexual thoughts and misidentity and all of this stuff, and we got the answer, and we need to pull them through. Single mothers out here struggling and trying to help. We need to help support them. There's got to be something that when we can all come together, we have to see and connect them to the power and love of Jesus Christ. People have seen love misappropriated. They have to come to a church where they can feel safe. They got to come to a church where they can wrestle with their demons and get released out of their demons and say, hey, you got a power on you. You got the Holy Ghost that is able to change your life. That if any man be born in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. We got to do this together. Look at somebody, you got to do it together. It don't matter about, if you don't feel like you're equipped, that's what I'm here for. That's why God gave us apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists for the equipping of the saints. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I'm here to stir you up this morning, because some of you, you're sitting on your gift. You're sitting on what you're good at because you're scared about how it can be received. It don't matter about how it's going to be received. If you're going to let fear paralyze you, then you might as well keep sitting down the rest of your life. But if you're ready to get up out of there and ready to exercise it, what you got to lose? You ain't been doing nothing anyway. You might as well put it to use and see what can happen. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are too talented to stay in fear. You are too gifted to stay in fear. I don't got the money. I didn't have the money to do this. Not excuse. You get what I'm saying? Weak, listen, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? Where there's a God, there's a way. And I'm not telling you to do things without a plan, because we serve a God who's mastermind of a plan. He's a strategist. Guess what? Every time you wake up and you look up at the sky, you just see his creation all at work. You see a strategist, not a big bang. Oh, no, you see a strategist. You see an intellectual being that's outside of this world, that created matter, that created the natural gases, that created all of that, that put it all together and put this. So even if it was a big bang, he may have caused it and created it. Hallelujah. I gotta move. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I must give you this reference. Time is ticking, and I gotta finish this up. Listen, there's a parable that Jesus gives of the talents. One got three, another got two, another person got one. Huh? Give it to me. Five, two, and one. Thank you, Pastor Don. Five, two, and one. I'm rushing. Five, two, and one. The person that got five doubled what he was given. The person who got two doubled what he was given. The person who got one hid what he had. He dug his talent into the ground. Ladies and gentlemen, and he dug it because this is what the scripture says. He was scared. He knew what type of master he was. And he was afraid that if he did whatever excuse he came up with. And the Lord said to him, you lazy servant. You lazy servant. Ladies and gentlemen, the reality is it's not yours.
Amen. Wow. That's it.
Amen.
My God.
The real, the when you realize in our thick skulls that what we have is not ours,
amen,
the better off we'll be.
Amen.
Because it's not meant for you. Ladies and gentlemen, he got caught up. Ladies, we always talk about in that particular text that he didn't use his one gift because he may have felt like he only had one. And if you only got one, that's enough. That ain't the real reason why he didn't use it. The real reason why he didn't use his gift is found in this verse. And I'm about to give it to you. Here we go. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. So you think you're doing God a favor by not using it at all. But I kept it, but I didn't add to it. Oh, and I get to see God and say, we are not judged the same way as unbelievers.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God for that.
Amen.
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 But we are judged on what we have done.
Amen.
On our works. Amen. What did you do with the time that I gave you?
Amen.
Look, I was afraid. But guess what? I still got it. It's right here. I still have it. God don't care if you still have it. What did you do with it? What did you do with it? Oh, I was afraid, Jesus. I was afraid. And he said he was afraid. And then here he goes. But let me take it back to verse 24. Here we go. Then he who received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. Ladies and gentlemen, you know why people sometimes don't use and come up with an excuse like that? Because their view of God is so bad.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You knew he was a hard man. A hard man don't give you nothing.
Talk about
it.
Come on.
Say it.
Come on.
I want you to hear that. That may not got a hard person don't give you nothing.
My God.
The Bible said, James said, that if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of the Father of life who's willing to give liberally, cheerfully, all of that stuff right there. If you have a bad viewpoint of God, you're never going to use what you have. Because out of fear that you may not live up to what you think he wants you to do.
Say that.
So you become a consumer and you sit and you watch everybody else. You sit at home, you scroll on work, and you look at everybody else. I went to school with them. Who she thinks she is? Who they think he is? I know what you're saying. TikTok, ladies and gentlemen, you go on TikTok. How she get that many? How she get me that many likes? You be on there, she only got a man because she got a BBL. I know y'all be saying. Yeah. She only got that way, or he got that way because of who their daddy and their mama was.
Well, come on.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
We all do it. And guess what? While everybody else is going about their time, you just sitting there and your stuff is collecting dust.
Wow.
And all you do is, oh, I got this idea. But I don't know if it's you already talk negative before it happens.
Bye-bye.
You already say, man, I don't know if God would think I would do that. He's the one who gave you the idea. Where you think it came from?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, stop talking yourself out of things that you have not tried.
Amen.
That are holy, that is. Let me put a caveat.
Still right,
amen. You right about that, Reverend. Me and my wife need to go do something. Let's continue going. I'm almost done. Real quick. Why we are called to be contributors. Why is it important to contribute? Why is this important? Because the internal significance. The internal significance is this. For the Son of Man, this is what Jesus said, will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to what? He's going to reward us what? According to what? Now make it personal. Your works.
Your works.
Your works. Now, this gets me to James, back to our text. Faith without works is dead. Now, I'm not, listen, let's make this very clear and make this very clear right now. I am not working to earn God's love.
That's right.
It's already been bought.
That's right.
I am not working to keep my salvation. Because I am secure until the day of Christ. I'm not doing that. I am not saved by works. I'm saved by grace. There is no amount of your righteousness, as the Bible says, are as filthy rags. Henceforth, for the reason why Jesus came and he died on the cross, because you and I were not good enough to fulfill the debt that God had over our heads. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes.
But, Tom. What I am doing is working for the reward that is not for the, not the reward of heaven, but the reward of those who have done the work that God has called them to do on the earth.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working to earn some rewards. Now, my biggest reward is eternal life. That's already done. I already got that.
Amen. Amen.
I'm not working for eternal life.
Amen.
I'm working for position. Because in eschatology, we're not just going to be sitting in heaven consuming all the glory of God.
Wow, that's it.
You're going to be contributing.
Serving.
But this time around, you're not going to hate what you do.
Yeah.
Because the ground has been cursed from the sweat of your brow, Adam.
That's it.
You're going to feel it. But you're not going to feel it. Why in heaven? Because you're redeemed. You're living in a new state. But I am trying to earn some crowns. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what I am working towards. And so you have to realize, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you don't, if making it to heaven is good enough for you, God bless you. But if you want more than that, don't be that person at the day when the crowns are being rewarded, feeling bad that you didn't get, where's mine, Jesus? Where's mine, Jesus? Where's mine? Sorry. What did you do? And everybody are working the wrong things. And guess what? We will know what's going to be tried by fire.
That's it.
Your works are going to be tried by fire. And we'll see what stays and see what remains. So as I come to an end, ladies and gentlemen, what am I telling us here at TCF? Why is this such an important value to us? It's because, ladies and gentlemen, a church of contributors are a church that can really do damage.
Yeah.
A church, ladies and gentlemen, that are really contributors can really do some great things for the kingdom of God. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just in the house of God, but ladies and gentlemen, there is things that you do personally that can help be and that carries eternal significance for somebody else that you don't know that's within the church.
Yeah.
So what? You don't sing, you don't preach and all of that stuff like that. Guess what? You still have a significance in what you play.
That's right.
Every person is needed. Amen. Everybody's needed. Ladies and gentlemen, the last 7 years we've been working on just a minimal amount of folk that have been contributing and carrying this thing forward. And what the Lord is telling us for the season that we're entering into, the season of exposure, where we are in. Ladies and gentlemen, I need us to do 3 things. 1, we have to commit. I know people don't like that word. We are tired of the dating. It's time to make a commitment.
Amen.
What you refuse to commit to, someone will not commit to you. You're already teaching what commitment is by what you do. You don't understand that people are learning what they want. When they see you not committed, they're not going to commit to you. Because they already don't want to be committed. So if that's the way we're doing things, spiritual significance also still has a natural significance as well. It go hand in hand, believe it or not. Because if you're not willing to commit to the God of your soul, then why in the world would somebody really commit to you? Because whatever they commit to you, I bet you is not for the right thing. This is something to think about. Needless to commit. That means partnering with what, becoming a partner here at TCF. If you believe that I'm called to pastor you and you believe that, today is the day. Make it happen. Get yourself in connect class with Pastor Dom. We don't be holding people long. 30 minutes, 15 minutes tops. Just to know what's going on here. Know what you can do. Agent of Change Discipleship. Guess what? We going ham on Tuesdays. That's what we about to do. I'm going to equip you for what is ahead. You're going to know spiritual things. You're going to learn how to study this Bible. You're going to know things about how to the prophetic that you never learned before. You're going to learn all that. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't come to play. This ain't a game to me. You don't understand. I've dedicated my life to this thing since my 20s. I've been going at this for a decade now. This ain't nothing new to me. I've been in ministry all my life. All my life. That's not a joke. It's a serious thing. I take this very seriously. And guess what? I understand this. Everyone's commitment is never going to be the same as yours.
That's right.
I need to help you understand this. I need to put this in there. A lot of times people get frustrated in businesses because they feel like everybody needs to have the same commitment that they have. And the truth is, you're never going to have that.
That's right.
You're always going to have a few of those that are really committed all in with you. Those are what you need. But I need at least 50% and up.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least. Anything below 50, we ain't really in this. That's why we call each other. That's why we don't say you're a member here. We say partners. Why do we say partners? Because this ain't no membership club, man.
That's it.
This ain't no membership club. You ain't signing your name on the roll and getting a little special seat for you. That ain't going on here. You a partner. And I need to know where your commitment level is so I know what I got, to deal with. Those are for those of you who are online too. God bless your hearts. I see you in the chat. That's all love. And guess what? I hope to see you on Agent of Change too. Amen. I need you to commit now. Like seriously, I need you to commit. The funny thing is, if all TCF showed up at one time, most of these seats would be full.
Yeah.
If all of us showed up at one time and really committed like we need to, we could be doing a lot more. Amen?
Amen.
And I have to be serious about this because of what I know that is coming down the pipeline. I know this, that what is coming down the pipeline, if I don't give you this message series now, which the Lord told me, we're gonna have foreigners coming in here trying to change the culture here, and we don't need the culture changed.
That's right.
What we need is people who are gonna add to what is already there. Not for a change to come in into the judgmental spirit and all. No, we don't do
that
here.
That's right. That's right.
So I got to give this to you now so that when people come in here with another type of agenda, we check it right at the door.
That's it. Right.
No, this is what we do here at TCF. We love here. Oh, you saw. She passed her thing. Did you see what she did on Instagram? That ain't none of my business. But my business is give her the word or him the word. And what's going to happen is, after a while, they're going to get transformed. And hear me now. Everybody know in this room, I don't play. I hold people accountable. You know in this room. You know. I'll pull you off to the side in a second. But because we do it from a seasoned place of grace. Because I know what's ahead of you. In the sense of God wants to do great things for your life. But you got to be willing. You got to be open. If you're not willing to do that, then guess what? Just stay where you are. But don't get mad at other folk in the church progressing.
That's right.
You have the same opportunity.
Same.
Let me tell you something. Everybody has the same opportunity.
That's right.
To do something. All of us are at the ground floor of this thing. Let's build upon it. And a lot of time, and I'm going to say this about my generation really quickly. The problem is with us is that we don't like building because we're impatient. ladies and gentlemen, what taught me more so than anything is that my parents generate, my job is to bridge the word that I got into in ministry was this, that the Lord told me that I would bridge the gap between my parents' generation and my generation. But when I started this thing, ladies and gentlemen, there was more of my grandparents' generation and parents' generation that supported me more than my own. The reason why is because they didn't believe, they thought a pastor needed to be 50 and up.
Yeah.
And all of your precious pastors started at the same age I did. Amen. The ones you look at, all of them started at 21 years old. You know T.D. Jakes for what he is now. We knew him in West Virginia.
Yep.
20 years old, pastoring. Yep. Why? Because, ladies and gentlemen, it's what you, it's using all your energy in your youth. So then when you get to that point, I'm doing more mentoring for the next generation after me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't plan on doing this forever. 60 is my cap. I'm being very transparent. Y'all know how I am. I'm honest. What you see is what you get. What I'm telling you is we need to commit to this thing. The other thing is serve. You commit by serving, ladies and gentlemen. Serve, find somewhere to look, greeting, all of that stuff. I don't care if nobody's there. Get the practice, and when people come, you know what to do.
Amen.
It's what it is. But lastly, ladies and gentlemen, I have to be honest with you. Financially, we have to commit to that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm be honest with you. Since the beginning of this year, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a rough one. I'm honest with you, and the load has been on a few to help really carry us through to get to the other side, as far as making sure everything's been paid. Now, thank God, we ain't been late on nothing.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. And I know people tense up about money, but don't tense, because here's the reality of it. It is what it is. Financially, what's going on in the economy right now is affecting everybody.
Yes.
I will never tell you what to give or what to do. That ain't none of my business.
That's right.
But I am here to tell you the business at the church. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a $4,123.50 overhead on this building to make sure the rent is paid. Ladies and gentlemen, when we tell you give, you shall be given unto you, we're telling you like, hey, we really need you to really step up, because the few of us that are carrying it is getting strenuous to keep on going and building off of it. Amen?
Amen.
I can't carry this alone. Just like you got a family and I'm believing God by faith, I need you to join in with me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. I'm being honest with you. Some pastors try to manipulate you and all of that stuff. I don't got time for that. Number one, I fear God.
Yeah.
Number two, I care too much about people to manipulate or coerce anybody.
That's right.
I feel like honesty is the best policy, and if people don't receive that, then that's between you and God. Because I know how people are when it comes down to money. It ain't that we're managing anything poorly around here. Trust me. We're very frugal. But you can only work with, because Dom is the I call Dom, hey Dom, you know, is that okay? I call EP, I tell him. Because I'm accountable to somebody.
Yeah.
And I'm accountable to our elders. It's a serious thing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, all I'm asking you to do is make it a matter of prayer, and to see if it, in the matter of prayer, how can you budget in to do a little bit more. Ladies and gentlemen, you can give monthly, one big seed month, that's your whatever your seed is. You can do it every 2 weeks. You can do it however God has given it to you. But what I'm saying is that we don't want to be talking about money. We just want to be able to pay the stuff and really focus on what matters the most. Blessing the community. Expanding God's kingdom and territory. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been planting 2 churches in 1 year.
Amen.
We need the help.
God.
God did it. And we, my thing is, I want to come alongside them so they can do more. One is in Chicago. One is in West Virginia. Excuse me, in Virginia. I forgot Winchester's not West Virginia. And they need our help. And the reason why I'm saying this now is because there is more to come. And guess what? Fort Lauderdale's on the way too. So you know to get your tickets ready. We going to the beach. Y'all hear me? Let me tell you something. We going to have church, and then I'm going to be sitting under the sun. I'm serious. You got to know how to do ministry and have fun doing it. Because guess what? I'm not going to be one of them people that die at 6 before my time. Pastoring and going to the grave early. No, no, no. That ain't about to happen. I got a family too. And what I'm saying this is because we're here to seek, connect lives to the transforming power and love of Jesus Christ. That's all I care about. There's souls to reach. But I want to make this deeper. It's just not about the church neither. It's really about you too.
That's it.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because I've seen some of what you all can do. And if you can just, if you can switch that switch in your mind to stop thinking so low of yourself, I'm telling you, God could really, if you see yourself the way God sees you and why he put you in this time, you can do anything. And you can do it with the grace of God. You have something to contribute to this world.
Yeah.
Young people, you have something to contribute to this world. There's something that you have. And you got to discover what that is and discover it early. And to my season, you got stuff to do too. You ain't over.
Amen.
There's still much to do. There's still much to do. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do it together. Let's support one another doing what we're doing. Not just in the church, but support each other. Support each other's businesses that are doing good. Now, if you're terrible, I can't help you. Let's just be honest. I'm not about to sit here and support. Just because you go to the church and you don't do good work don't mean that we got to support you.
Come on.
If it's trash, it's trash. It's lies another lady. Amen. Y'all laughing, but I'm serious. We're not about to put our names on something that ain't good. That's the truth. Amen.
Amen.
And so I just want us to understand that. Let's stand to our feet. Because what you're doing is, ladies and gentlemen, every time you contribute, every time you are using your gift and putting it in the earth, what you're doing is you're sowing seed. You're just sowing a bunch of seed. And the Lord told me we are not sowing enough seed because some of us can't get through that mental block. Some of us can't get through that like, it's always the negative. You don't see anything else besides what you can't do instead of what you can do and what God said you can do. So you got to get through that mental block. Amen. Lord Jesus, touch the hearts of your people today in the name of Jesus. I pray right now, God, that you would touch them, oh God, and that you would seal this word in their heart. God, they have something to contribute to this world. They have something that, God, that you have in store for them to do. That's what you put us on the earth to do at this very moment in time. So, Lord, bless them as only you can do. In Jesus' name, amen. If you're not saved, I offer you Jesus today. I offer you the one that's died on the cross for your sin. He is the only God among all the other gods that actually did something for people. And what he did had a huge significance on eternity and what eternity looks like for you. Ladies and gentlemen, all you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and you are saved today. So I give you the opportunity to know him. I make him available to you because he made himself available to us. If you want to rededicate your life back to Christ, you can do that. You can do that. If you want to partner with our church today, seriously make a commitment today. Don't leave out of here without doing it. In Jesus' name. But if you're not saved, I'm more important about your soul. That's what I care about. So if every head bowed, every eye closed, those of you watching online, repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I acknowledge I'm a sinner and I'm in need of a Savior. And I ask you to be the Lord over my life. I realize you died on the cross, you were buried, and you rose again, and you ascended to the right hand of the Father just for us. And I want to make you the Lord over my life today. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, if you want to make a commitment, if you made that commitment, you text that number, you fill out that connection card. Listen, if you decided to make a commitment today to be a part of TCF, make sure you see Pastor Don, amen, to get you in Connect class so you can really figure out what else we got going on here, amen? We good? All right, Pastor Don is coming. Bless you. Amen. Because we didn't come to conform, we came to do what?
Transform.
We didn't come to conform, we came to do what?
Transform.
Thanks for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. We hope that you would subscribe so you can continue to be empowered by the latest message. For more information about Transformation Christian Fellowship or Pastor Brandon Hill, visit our website, transformationchristianfellowship.org, or download our free mobile app on the App Store or Google Play Store. If you would like to support this ministry, simply text TCF1 to the number 94000 or visit our website. We thank you for your generosity and for listening to the Get Transformed podcast. And remember, transformation starts here.